Today I'm featuring the memories of an Orba resident after VE Day. The war in Europe was over, and some form of normality was returning to our lives. Rationing of food, clothing, fuel, and several other items was still in force. Word soon spread when a new consignment of food was delivered to the grocer. A queue of mothers would soon form in the hope that they'd be able to get something for the family. My mother, along with many other mothers, became quite inventive with the food produced for the daily meal. We never went hungry, but there were times when it was difficult to work out what you were eating. At this time, and for many years to come, it was a case of eating what was put in front of you or going hungry. Like many other families, we had a vegetable patch in the garden. This provided basic food such as potatoes, carrots, tomatoes, and some salad items. The brick air raid shelter at the bottom of the garden became a useful storage area. The bunk beds were turned into vertical shelving, and garden tools were hung from the ends. Our bicycles were also left there instead of under a cover in the garden. On one side, an enclosure had been built to house chickens that had been producing eggs on a regular basis. At one time there had been a cockerel, but it had become very aggressive and pecked my leg quite badly. That weekend he provided a very tasty meal. Troops were gradually returning from Europe to be reunited with their families. Some had life-changing injuries. Stories were circulating about servicemen returning to discover that their home and family had been obliterated in a bombing raid. To my young mind, there was an even more tragic situation. Someone who'd been reported as missing in action, but had been a prisoner of war, returned to find his wife had started a new relationship. How do you resolve that situation? The golf course behind us had been sold or commandeered for the erection of prefabricated houses to house the people who'd been bombed out of their properties. Labour for erecting these prefabs was provided by German POWs, who were transported to the site on a daily basis. My brother and I were curious to see these people, and we would peer over the garden fence. Eventually, we were bold enough to stand on the other side of the fence. The British soldiers who guarded the prisoners told us not to talk to the Germans. Some prisoners spoke English, and we did have some shouted conversations. After some months, we realised that these people, who we'd thought of as monsters, were in fact normal human beings. The majority were desperate to be repatriated to Germany and their families. The highlight for us children was when sweet rationing was finally ended. We were able to go to the sweet shop.